I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Churches in North Africa are facing increased persecution. We'll let you know how to pray. And get connected to an app that'll help make God's love known to your Arab friends and neighbors. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Over the last 2 years, forced church closures have been on the rise in Algeria, and now they're getting some attention. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom has raised concerns over Algeria's treatment of Christians, particularly the recent forced closures of at least 12 evangelical Protestant churches. Providing us with context is Patrick Murphy with I Found the Truth.
We don't hear a lot about Algeria, but it's extremely dangerous for believers to live there.
The World Watch List ranks Algeria as the 22nd hardest place to live as a Christian. Open Doors, who researches and updates the World Watch List, says the persecution level of Christians is very high in the country.
We have seen pictures and even videos of police coming in and closing down churches, believers being in prayer meetings, and they're forcibly dragged out and the doors are locked for good. And so, I mean, this is a bad thing. Of course, it's a terrible thing. And these pictures and videos are going around the Middle East and now around the West.
But the circulation of these images and videos is generating prayer. Please pray for the protection and encouragement of the Algerian church and pray for their ability to meet and worship, too.
God's going to use it to spread the gospel. That's always the result of persecution. So in the end, it's difficult, but God turns it to good.
Political turmoil leaves countries like Sudan and Venezuela in a crisis. While the situation is desperate, World Missionary Press says this can open up hearts to the gospel. Helen Williams from WMP explains that one man's report from Sudan shows that many are coming to Christ.
You know, you can hear all of this. You'll get negative news about civil unrest, humanitarian crisis, and Sudan's situation is desperate. But what they don't tell you is that there is a hunger for the word, and there is a responsiveness.
WMP sends scripture booklets to nations in need to help share the gospel and biblical truths. In one school in Sudan, this opened the doors to learn more about Christianity.
In another school, which is almost exclusively Muslim, Bibles opened up the doors for Christianity. Since receiving Bibles, the teachers have now introduced Christian education to the students. They've even employed a Christian teacher. This particular school has also requested that the chaplains come more frequently to teach the children the content of the Bibles that they have received. And this is unheard of in what is considered a Muslim stronghold.
If you'd like to help a nation in need, WMP prints scripture booklets in over 300 languages and works in countries all over the world. So for more information or to donate, simply visit missionnews.org. And while American kids in the early 2000s grew up watching Disney, their counterparts in North Africa and the Middle East tuned into Sat7 Kids. The Christian Kids channel continues today. Sat7 Kids is a part of Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa that began in 1995. Their locally produced Arabic, Persian, and Turkish content is now accessible worldwide via the Sat7 app. This international reach creates connections in unexpected places, according to Dennis Weens of Sat7 USA. One encounter with a staff member at a South Florida Middle Eastern eatery stands out in his mind.
So I opened up the Sat7 Kids app and showed him the app, and his whole demeanor changed, and we were no longer just a client. It's like we were part of the family. He started watching. He says, "I used to watch that channel when I was a kid in Beirut."
Today, Arabic, Persian, and Turkish speakers all around the world can find Sat7, Sat7 Kids, Sat7 Pars, and Sat7 Turk on Google Play and the App Store. Please pray for the continued growth of Sat7 programs and their reach. You can help support Sat7 programming through their Middle East Hope campaign at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and this month's Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.